This is Robert Scott Adams of WBAI, General Manager, Interim General Manager.
Good morning.
Good morning. How are you?
Good morning.
I'm alive this morning. Thank you. I'm not going to really go into more detail than the report I already went into. I'm just going to have to say a couple things. Our station probably is facing the biggest budgetary crunch or the impact of all the other stations. And I know that I've heard from a lot of people and a lot of staff and everything else that for some reason there's a perception that WBAI has a staff that doesn't work together and doesn't work hard. And I'm here to at least say this. Of the people that I've dealt with in the last 30 or 40 years when I've been in broadcasting, this is the hardest working staff I've ever worked with. This is the most committed, hardest working staff I've ever worked with when it comes to getting the product out to serving the audience. Now, while we aren't as focused as we need to be sometimes, the point is we are starting to focus. Unfortunately, you know, we're facing this budget crunch, and unfortunately it's going to bring us a little bit more down in terms of our ability to get things done. But I think, you know, the only place you can go from down is up. And I will say that any more cuts in any of our staff is simply going to basically, it's going to decrease what little progress we've already made. You know, a lot of people think that, you know, the station is overstaffed, but actually everybody's doing the work of two or three different folks. And if you take any more of that staff away from us, it's not going to be good, and we're not going to be able to fulfill our goals. And the point of our goals has been fulfillment. We have not been able to fulfill our pledges the way we wanted to or the way we should. But we are committed from this point on, and we've been committed since I've gotten there, to raise the fulfillment rate. It's taken a long time, because the reason it takes a long time is because the culture that existed there prior to this hasn't been inspired to do that. A lot of people think that, well, it's that person's job. It's that person's job. But I think we're starting to realize now that it's all of our jobs. I mean, if one person fails, then the rest of us fail. And the bottom line is that, you know, we're starting to realize now that we have to compete. Compete not only with other radio stations, compete with our marketplace, but we have to compete with ourselves. We have to set goals. And that's what we're committed to doing. I'm speaking for the entire staff. And that's about it. Any questions?
Robert, you know, I was really pleased to hear the report about your hardworking staff, because that's really an important element of coming back from. So I want to salute the staff that Robert has described as hardworking there. But it is clear that at WBAI, I mean, many, many board members are deeply concerned about a whole range of issues. The budget is going to be something we're talking about later. I'm just going to address in a straightforward way, the drop-off in listenership. The impression and the reports I'm getting is that in New York, WBAI is, if I can say it, much less relevant than it was in its past history. And my question is, with the difficulty in getting listener sponsors and listeners to pledge, and with the relatively low fulfillment rate of some of those pledges, what is being done to energize and renew and provide exciting, attractive programming, progressive programming in New York that will bring listeners back to WBAI?
My report details a few program ideas that we have. It's a matter of what we're doing now is reevaluating all of our programs, and we're going to make some radical changes after our fund drive. But, you know, even they make the radical changes, even though you do the marketing campaign, even though you do the rebirth of WBAI, so to speak, as we plan on doing, it's going to take time. Mm-hmm. It's going to take a long time for these to attract the listeners first, to get them to see who you are, and then to entice them to give. These things are going to take time. Mm-hmm. So I don't know. I mean, we're planning a lot of outside activities to actually bring the money in. But in terms of bringing the listeners in, you know, we have, like I say, programming plans, and as a result of programming plans, a lot of those things will result in some sort of outreach opportunities. But it's going to take time. I mean, this has been going on for a long time. Mm-hmm.